year, it was hard to choose which six topics to learn, but for whatever reason, this is what I was drawn towards in a fascinating discussion. Happens to be Mashi Ruach Negashim, which we'll get to the end of this year, is very chaviv to me. There's such a thing as certain sugas which are more chaviv. We should never say certain sugas are better than others, more enjoyable than others, Gemara says, but there's such a thing as a certain chavivus. Why is this chaviv to me? Because when I was your age trying to figure out and navigate through shas and sugyas and how to learn things and how to put things together and organize and lum this one up, for whatever reason I was drawn towards the sugya of Mashi Ruach Negashim, the beginning of Tainus. I was learning Tainus on my own aside from what we were learning in yeshiva, and I put together this sugya on my own, so it's still very dear to me. I spent a lot of time working on it, even though, you know, when it comes out, it's not such a hard sugya, difficult sugya, but still trying to navigate through the different Rishonim and Achronim, I spent a lot of time, so it's very, very, very dear to me. So that being said, I chose this sugya. So let's take a look in the first Maor Makom on page number 24. And the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis tells us about the halachas if a person forgets to say something in forgets davening entirely, doesn't daven mincha, we have something called tashlumim, which we discussed yesterday as it relates to musaf, not having tashlumim. So there's a fascinating Tosas on that sugya. Tosas writes, on the top right, which I assume you got a chance to see, he says, Kasa Rabbeinu Yehuda, Im tov lo hizkir rosh chodesh v'mincha, in other words, you don't say yala v'yavo mincha time, lo yispala od belaila, you don't have to repeat it at night time, Dilama yispala od. Why would you have to daven anymore? You already said a Shemoneh Esrei. Okay, you missed Yalav v'yavo, but you said a full 19 brachas. Harei kfar hispala kol tefilas ha-mincha mibod yom. Levad rosh chodesh shelo hizkir. With the exception of Yalav v'yavo, that's not ma'akev the tefila. You said a full Shemoneh Esrei, and you repeat it at Mariv, and Mariv let's say isn't rosh chodesh anymore, you're not getting Yalav v'yavo, which you missed. You had a full tefila. Yalav v'yavo is just a hosafa. You missed the hosafa. Okay, the tefila is still a good tefila, and therefore there's no need for a tashlumim. Tashlumim is only if you miss a Shemoneh Esrei, a tefila entirely, or if you miss a bracha, you'd have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. But if you miss a me'ein ha-ma'ora, a haskara ba'alma, a mentioning of something like Yalav v'yavo, then there would be no need to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, says Tosfos. Tosfos repeats the same thing on the bottom of Chaf Tesma Beis, but he expands this. Not only is this true of Yalav v'yavo, but any other time this idea to mention something additional, he writes in the bottom ta'a, the maskal ta'a, if you go down three wide lines there, he says, aval yesh lomer hainish lo hispala klal. The only idea where you have to be motzi, repeat a Shemoneh Esrei if you didn't daven at all, and then chazen could be yotzi you if you're ones, aval heicha shis palo kvar if you already davened, but you didn't say a particular part of the Shemoneh Esrei yalav yavo, saying talmati levracha, lo chashvinen like ki'ilu lo hispala klal. We don't view that as if you didn't daven. Of course you daven. You said a full 19 brachas. Everything else, where we make you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, ihadar shamer le mishlucha de tzibura merosh ad sof nafik. If you pay attention to the chazan, so then you could be yotze whatever you missed from paying attention from the beginning, Hashem svasai tiftach, or baruch atah Hashem, until the very end of Shemoneh Esrei. Again, if you davened already, all you have to do is just listen to the chazan. If you did not daven, then you have to daven on your own. If you daven, you just missed the Yalav Yavo, you missed Tein Talmud Lerecha, then you could just pay attention to the Chazim. What comes out from this Tosfos is that if you forget something, Shemoneh Esrei, a Me'ein Ma'ora, Yalav Yavo, Tein Talmud Lerecha, seemingly Mashir Rech as well, perhaps, it's considered as if you davened, you just missed something, but the tefillah was still a good tefillah.
Why are you reading Tosfos talking about any type of Me'ein Ma'ora versus just Yalav Yavo? That seems to be like the subject
he
introduces. He's just talking about
Yalav Yavo. He says, "Hu adin l'chol davar shemachzirin also." Everything else, the same law applies to anything else that we make you repeat it. You don't actually have to repeat it. You could also hear from the chazan as well.
What if you don't hear listen to the chazan? You don't have to repeat it.
Then you have to repeat it. Yeah, but not because you didn't have a tefillah. It's because you missed the Yalav Yavo. You missed the Saint Hamat Levracha. Exactly, if you don't have that option. But you have two options. If I didn't daven at all, so then I need to daven Shemoneh Esrei. I can't rely on the chazan. If it's just to fill in what I missed, so then I would able to. I could either daven on my own again, or I could listen to the chazan.
The first touch doesn't apply. The first touch applies to
Well, that's because it was over. This mom is over, meaning now you're ready to the Maariv Tashlumin. But if it's still during Mincha time, you should say you have to daven again with the Yalav Yavel. But once Mincha's over and Rosh Chodesh is over, there's no Yalav Yavel anymore, so you can't make up the Yalav. But the Shmoneh Esrei was a good Shmoneh Esrei still. Fine. Now, the din is, the person forgets saying Talmud to Levracha. The Lacha is that he has to repeat, as you know. And what happens if a person forgot saying Talmud to Levracha Erev Shabbos? So Mincha time, he forgets to say it, and now, so he's supposed to repeat it, but he doesn't repeat it, and Kabbal Shabbos comes. And now he's davening Maariv, he says, oh, I forgot to say saying Talmud to Levracha. What does he do for Maariv? Does he have Tashlumim here or not? So, the Lacha is, the Reb Chaim brings down here in page number 26, that a person would have to repeat to say Tashlum. You have to daven two Maariv, because you miss saying Talmud to Levracha Erev Shabbos, Mincha, you have to repeat it. So asks Reb Chaim, so what's the difference? How come by Yalav Yavav you missed it, Yalav Yavav Mincha time, you don't repeat it, Maariv time. But when it comes to saying Talmud to Levracha, you would have to repeat Maariv time. Let's say it's Erev Shabbos. There's no saying Talmud to Levracha Leil Shabbos. So what are you making up exactly? You're not making up what you missed. Just like Rosh Chodesh, you miss Yalav Yavav Mincha time, you don't do Tashlumin Maariv because there's no Yalav Yavav anymore. What else? Yerviach. So too, you forgot saying Talmud to Levracha Erev Shabbos. What's Yerviach? What are you going to gain from Leil Shabbos where you don't mention it anyways? That's the question, Reb Chaim. Everyone got the question? So what's his answer, guys? What does he say?
That's like the Mishana, the actual Surah Tefillah, which is something else that's additional.
So which is which, right?
That Yalav Yavav was just a Kaz Kar, like we said before, by Tintal Umatar, and that's actually part of the.
Exactly. It's part of the Nusach itself. There's certain parts of davening that are part of the Nusach Tefillah. If you miss a part, like you miss a whole bracha, that's not, as it's Kili, you didn't daven. You miss the words Vesein Talmud Tevracha. That's Mishana Mimatbeya Shetavu Chachamim. You are changing from the coins, from the structure that Chachamim made, and Ki'ilu you didn't daven. So therefore, Mincha time, if I miss saying Talmud Tevracha, it's Ki'ilu I didn't daven. I'm not mentioning a Leil Shabbos, I don't mention those words. It's not about mentioning those words, it's about you missed the Tefillah. It's Ki'ilu I mamish didn't daven, so that's why there's Tashlumim. As opposed to Yalav Yavo, it's not part and parcel of Shmoneh Esrei. It's a hosafa. It's extra. You're supposed to say it, and you repeat it if you don't say it. But if you missed the Zman and you moved on to now Maariv, it's not Kilu Yudin Davin. Tashlumim is only to make up a missed tefillah. It's not to make up a missed hosafa, a missed haskara. So therefore, there's a fundamental difference, as Reb Chaim, between saying Talmud to Levracha, which is a chelik of the tefillah itself, versus Yalav Yavo, which is simply a hosafa to tefillah. All right, everyone good at that? Excellent. Good alumnus. Now, the Har Tzvi, he says that, he elaborates on these points a bit, and he starts off by saying, although we only saw Tosos, there's really Machlokas by Yalav Yavo. If a person missed Yalav Yavo on Erev Shabbos, or really any day for that matter, but you missed Erev Shabbos, so actually he said, Im Tav lo hiskir Yalav Yavo b'Rosh Chodesh, Oshis Pal b'Shabbos Tefila Shachol. So let's say you forgot Yalav Yavo Mincha time, or you davened on Shabbos, you davened a weekday, Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos. So there are those who say you repeat Maariv two times. So let's say our case of Yalav Yavo. You miss Mincha, Yalav Yavo Mincha time, you repeat Maariv two times. Fine. Others say you don't have to. Even though you missed Yalav Yavo, you don't have to repeat it Maariv time, because you're not saying Yalav Yavo Maariv time. So there are really 2 days. We saw Tosos, but there really are 2 days. So it says Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the machlokas is whether or not Yalav Yavo is me'ena ma'oru, it's part and parcel, the chelek of the tefillah, or it's a hosafa. Again, if you assume Yalav Yavo is a chelek of the tefillah against Tosfos, so then if you missed it, it's kilu yin daven, you'd have to say tashlumim. But if you assume that Yalav Yavo is like Tosfos, that's simply a hosafa, I missed that extra statement, that extra paragraph, but kilu I still daven, so then you would not have to make it up. That's what he sets up right now. Okay. So then he says the following case, just we'll pay attention to this slowly. Hopefully I got a chance to see this inside, but if not, we'll go through this slowly. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Kislev. and you forgot saying Talmud Tevrach. I don't know why you chose Kislev, but that's what the case you chose. It could have been, Teves, more complicated with Al-Nisim as well. Could have been more fun that way. But that really wouldn't play much of a part. But you're supposed to say Yalav Yava Rosh Chodesh and saying Talmud Tevrach. Now what happens is, he says, the guy, he's davening, and he forgets saying Talmud Tevrach. He mentions Yalav Yava. So what does he do? So he has to repeat it because he missed saying Talmud Tevrach. So when he repeats it, this time he mentions saying Talmud Tevrach, but he forgets Yalav Yava. So neither of the two Shemoneh Esreis were good. But can you take bits and pieces away from each one? So he says, it depends on the discussion above. That if you assume that Yalav Yavo is a chelek of the tefillah, and he says, against Reb Chaim, we'll get to Reb Chaim in a second, and you would assume also saying Talmud Tevrach is also a chelek of the tefillah, they're both a chelek of the tefillah, then neither one is good. Once you're missing one element, you throw out both tefillahs, you have to daven a third time to get both saying Talmud Tevrach and Yalav Yavo in the Shemoneh Esrei. If, however, you assume that Yalav Yavo is only a Hosafa Ba'alma, it's not part of it, and also saying Talmud Tevrach is also only a Hosafa, but Skilu Yudavin, so both are good, both are partially good. You chop the Yalav Yavo on the first one, you chop the saying Talmud Tevrach on the second one, and two tefillahs together, you have a one big tefillah.
Even if you didn't do Yalav Yavo on the first one, you'd be okay.
Even if you did none of them, right.
As long as you said the same Talmud Tevrach in the second one, you're fine.
But then you have to do Yalav Yavo the third time, though.
Why? Not if it's only Hosafa.
No, but again, you're still in this mind. If I forget Yalav Yavo, it's Rosh Chodesh, and Mincha time, I have to repeat it anyways. My tefillah is a good tefillah. But since I missed Yalav Yavo, I need to repeat it another time with Yalav Yavo.
So in other words, you're saying, because he did it the first time, and he didn't, but he didn't do it the second time, he doesn't do it the third time if it's Hosafa.
No, if it's Hosafa, you still have to. We're talking about Tashlumin.
Right. Yalav Yavo the first time.
Right.
Then he did. He repeated. He said the same time Matar, but he didn't get Yalav Yavo.
Yeah.
The Tashlumin.
You're good. If you think it's Hosafa, if they're both Hosafas.
If you miss it both times, Yalav Yavo, not saying you made up same time Matar the second time, then
you have to dive in a third time for Yalav Yavo now.
And if you missed it in the third time, same time Matar.
Yeah, do it again. I ain't Ludav herself, and the guy's got to, I don't know what he needs. He needs to stand with a card in front of him or, highlight the Yalav Yavo, but yeah.
Until
the month's over. Once the month's over, then it's right.
Don't you have to repeat it if you miss Yalav Yavo if you think it's Hosafa?
No, you don't need Tashlumim for it. If the Zman's over, Rosh Chodesh is over, now it's Mariv, do you have to have Tashlumim for the Mincha because you miss Yalav Yavo? If it's Hosafa, you don't need to make it up because you had a tefillah. Same thing. Depends whether or not Saint Talmatar is a chelek or Hosafa. So always, if you're in the Zman, you always have to repeat it. The nafkamina becomes, is there going to be a tashlumen for it afterwards? If it's kilu you davened, you don't need to make tashlumen. You davened. It's kilu you didn't daven, I need to do tashlumen for the tefillah that I missed. Whether you assume, Yalav Yavo or Saint Talmatar, either one, again, Hartzvi assumes they're either both a chelek or they're both Hosafa. So he doesn't have the split of Reb Chaim.
This is assuming that the next Zman, you don't have that Hosafa. I mean, the things on Lotar, if you're by Mar, you're still saving.
I mean, like a regular weekday, for example.
Regular weekday, Tashlumer, you're saving things on St. Lotar. If we get a Minichah and comes Mar, then you still do Tashlumer.
No, in that case, you would not, according to this opinion, you would not do Tashlumim. If you assume saying Talmud Tevrach is a Hosafa, then you would not do a Tashlumim, even if you're saying it in the next round.
Why? Because you're getting the extra Haskara of saying Talmud Tevrach that you're lacking.
Right, but the nature, that's just part of the question how Tosus is asked, Mayar Viach, he's just trying to lead into the question of what gain is there if you're not saying Yalav Yavo later on. But I believe, I could be wrong, I believe that Tashlumim is about missing a Tefillah, not missing a Haskara. The Haskara is going to dictate whether you miss a tefillah or not. Whether it's a chelek or whether it's a Hosafa, that will dictate whether it's a missed tefillah. And if it's in fact a missed tefillah, you make it up. And if it's not, it's not. But I don't think the post can say that. I could be wrong. We could look into it. If you assume it's only Hosafa, and you miss Saint Talmud Tevrach, you would not have to repeat Tashlumim just for the Haskara. If you assume that the tefillah before was really a good tefillah.
The tefillah needed two by Shabbos and Mincha, right? Why is it specified Mincha Tamar when you stop?
Because that's a good way to isolate those points. So isolating where it's no longer Yalav Yavo anymore, when Rosh Chodesh is over, or saying Talmud Matar Racha, where there's no Shabbos anymore. He's able to just isolate that piece, for example.
Even if it's in Shabbos and Mincha, if it says all stuff, you still wouldn't.
According to his opinion, I believe so. But we could look into it further. I believe so, though. But we could double check. Okay. Then he quotes of Chaim, who has this split that no, only Yalav Yavo is a Hosafa, but saying Talmud Matar Racha is a chelak of the Shemoneh Esrei. So Tzvi Pesach Frank himself doesn't like this. He doesn't think so. What's the reason why he doesn't like this split? Anyone know the reason? What was the Svara for? And therefore, well, why is that a good Svara for him? Ah, very good. Yalav Yavo, it's much more limited, restricted when you could say it. You know, once you start modem, you're kind of stuck. It's Ritzei to modem, that's all you have, and otherwise go back to Ritzei again. But saying Talmud Matar Racha, we can move it around. It's got more wiggle room, it's more flexible. You say it in the right bracha, great. If not, all right, a few brachas later, you fit into Shema Tefillah, which tells them not really part of the Chelek of the Shema Tefillah, it's not really part of the Nusach, and therefore he says, if the Chaim assumes Yalav Yavo is a Hosafa, Kal V'chomer Kol Shekein, that saying Talmud Matar Racha is also only Hosafa, not a Chelek. And that's his Svarah. You have to assume both are a chelak, or both are hosafa. That's Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's understanding. And then he writes at the end something quite interesting, legabe marv, which we discussed in the past. Legabe marv rishus. What's the chiddush Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says at the end, legabe marv? He says the person that was marv, he forgets saying talmud matar racha. He says you don't have to repeat. He says big chiddush. You don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if you forgot that. Why not? Anyone see this far? Ah, very good. He says that really, Marv's Roshus, we don't really have to do it. The Riff writes, that's a Kabbalah. It's a Kabbalah that we accepted to do it anyways, and therefore the Kabbalah was only Lagabe saying it the first time, but not Lagabe repeating it. That wasn't the Kabbalah wasn't that way. That's the Chiddush Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. So what could you guys argue on this piece? How could you reject this based on what we saw a few days ago by Arvis Roshus? See, which sheet does that? Right, Tosa says, what does Rishus mean? Only it's really a mitzvah, but like other mitzvahs, it becomes Rishus, but it's a mitzvah. So according to Tosa, seemingly that you would have to repeat. Marv is really a chiv, or at least really a mitzvah. You would have to repeat according to Tosa. So this would be another nafkamina, whether Arvis is truly Rishus or truly mitzvah. Who else could argue possibly on this as well? Good Chazara. What other sheet did we see in the sugi of Arvis Rishus? Ramam, right, but would the Ramam argue or the Ravid argue?
The way we said the Ramam
was Kineged. Now, that was a piece of Kineged. Remember, Chaim about Arvis Rishus, about whether Rishus and Nedava work with each other? So the Ravid says that Rishus and Nedava can't, rather, Marv cannot work with Nedava, because what did the Ravid say? It turns into a Chova. The Kabbalah, according to the Ramam, the Kabbalah we took, like the Bahag, that left the mitzvah, the Chef to show Arvis is still Rishus. It didn't change the nature of that. So that would still go well with Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. But the Ravid assumed that the Kabbalah turned the Arvis into a Chefsa Shel Chiv now. It's a whole other mitzvah, a whole other type of tefillah. It's like Mincha Ma'an Shacharis. And therefore, seemingly the Ravid would hold, you would have to repeat the same Talmud Matar Racha if you assume it's a Chiv. So that this is an interesting nafkamina, the Gabi we saw a few days ago. Okay, good. Yeah.
Go back to Rav Chaim for a second. So similar Chaim would read the Tosfos on Chav Tes that is talking
It would seem that way. Correct. Yeah.
One defend Rav Chaim from Tzvi Pesach Frank's title that what Rav Chaim sees in Yalav Yavo that differentiates it is that it's not part of the Mikdash, and by placing it as an Azkara, so it's really a different part of, it's not part of the Wechazav or Kodesh Monastery. Although the same Talmud of Racha wouldn't have to be placed by Baruch Aleinu, but it fits in line with the Bakasha of Monastery.
Right, I think that's what I mean. What would the response be to Rav Chaim? How did Rav Chaim say it? It sounds like a very nice Kavachomer of Tzvi Pesach Frank, right? You could shift around saying Talmud Matar Racha to Shemir Tefillah. It's not part of the Nusach HaTefillah. So Yossi's suggesting that maybe that the response would be that within the 13 Bakashos, there's some wiggle room. It's all the same section. It's the same area, the same chapter. and there's the end, which is Hodah, and Avodah, really Avodah, which is the part of Yalav Yavo, and there's Brachashas. Shema Tefila is a very unique bracha that's almost like the shahakol, if you will, of brachas, the brichas and end of the bakashas. You put everything in there. So it's not a steer the fact. It's not that you're flexible within it. It's that there's a way to make it up, a way to be mashlimit of some sort, in which case it wouldn't be such a riot. When I read this as far as, well, I wasn't comfortable with this kol shekein of Tzvi Pesach Frank. It didn't seem to jive well with me, but probably something along those lines would be the response. Very good. Excellent. Okay, now let's move on to Mashir Rachman Ageshem. So, whether or not that's considered a hosafa, or it's considered part of the nusach of the tefillah, the same exact discussion we'll have here. So, a few points. I'm going to pull up my notes for a second here. So, one interesting thing that, you know, always, I don't want to say bothered me, but when I was learning the sugya many, many years ago, with certain sidurim have geshem, certain sidurim have goshem. Different articles, depending on the edition, sometimes they'll do both. So what's the difference between Geshem and Gashem? That's just something to keep in mind as we go through the sugya. So there's an interesting machlokas between Tosfos and the Ritva. What's the machlokas Tosfos Ritva? If a person forgets, he forgets Mashiv Ruchim and Geshem, can you make it up when? What does Yushalmi say? Can you make it up? Shema Tefillah. Does it work to say Mashiv Ruchim and Geshem or Gashem in Shema Tefillah? Does that work? Tosfos quotes from the Yushalmi that says it works. And the Ritva says our Gemara does not make such a suggestion, and therefore our Gemara says it does not work. You cannot make it up during Shema Tefillah. So any thoughts of what that machlokas might be? Yeah, Tavia. Very good. But it's a bakasha shevach. Whether it be a bakasha shevach, that's the machlokas. So how could you say it's a bakasha? How could you say it's a shevach? So seemingly, Pashup Shad is a Shevach, right? It's in the Birchas HaShevach. It's in the first three brachas. How could you suggest it's a Bakasha? How could you ask Bakashas in the first few brachas? So what's the answer to that? Have you any thoughts?
For a Shevach, you should be able to say it all year round. It's a Bakasha, it's a time constraint. You want rain only a certain time of the year.
So that's also part of the question. Is that going to be part of the calculation about the Zman? But in terms of just staying to the nature of the bracha itself, how is one allowed to make a bakasha in Birchas HaShevach? So is it a Shevach or is it a bakasha?
It's really like a ritzui of the bakasha.
Ah, okay, fine. That's the word, ritzui. So we're learning a new term called ritzui. Bakasha is a request. I'm asking for X, Y, and Z. Shevach is a Kadosh Baruch Hu is great. He's great as Kel, Gadol, Gibor, Vanar. There's something called a ritzoi, which is a combination of a shevach and a bakasha. It's a fusion, where it's a shevach that's leading to a ritzoi. It's with a goal in mind. When you mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zakeh, Gadol, Gibor, Vanora, those are not terms that are leading to a bakasha of atachonein or whatever else you're asking. They're a general shevachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha Ruach is a very pointed, focused shevach, which is leading to the she'ela. There's a correlation between Masha Ruach and Mitzayin Talat Matel Ruach. It's called the ritzoi. Not everybody uses that term. So Tosfos, in the beginning of Tainus, uses such a term. On the Beis Amin Alf, he talks about there's this ritzoi concept. It's a ritzoi, the ratzos Hashem, to eventually ask for rain. And then Rashi in Brachos and Lamed Gimel says what? Who saw that at the end of the Mar Mokomos? What does Rashi say? Rashi and Lamed Gimel, if you look inside quickly, in the Mishnah in Lamed Gimel, around 10 lines from the top, Maskir and Gruas HaKshamim, Masha Ruach She'eno Lashon Bakasha Ela Lashon Haskara V'Shevach. It's a praise. It's a Shevach. It's not a Ritzur. So these are terminologies, the terms that are used by the different Rishon. You read them carefully, whether it's just Shevach or whether it's a Ritzur. And the more you say it's a Ritzur, the more likely it will be to, as Tuvia said, to say it in Shema Tefillah. Shema Tefillah is a Bakasha. You could say V'Sein Talmat Racha in Shema Tefillah, because it's a bakasha. So if Mashir Ruach and Mergashim says Shevach, you couldn't say Shevach in Shema Tefillah. It's a different type of bracha, a different section of Tefillah. Only if it's a Ritzoi can a person say it in Shema Tefillah. So that's the machlokas, whether you can repeat it in Shema Tefillah or not repeat it. Now what about the question, it's misplaced though. If it's a Ritzoi, how could you put it in the first bracha? So, okay, granted, it's not just a Shevach, it's more of a Ritzoi. it's leading to, not quite a bakasha, it's leading to bakasha, but it still has some nature of a bakasha to it. It's part of a ritzui. How are you allowed to say it during that time? Let me ask you another question. Zachen l'chaim, is that a shevach? We say it in Aser Simei Tshuva. Is that a shevach or a bakasha of some sort, a ritzui? What?
Bakasha.
You said Shmi Atzeres. We say things. When we start adding Geshem, Tfiyas Geshem, how is that allowed? It's a ritzui. It's a bakasha. How can you say it during the first three brachas? What's the answer? Anyone see the Cheshek Shalom on this?
Tzvila Rabim.
Exactly. Tzarchei Rabim. When it comes to Tzarchei Rabim, there's a kula. I can't ask for a personal bakasha during those three brachas. But Tzarchei Rabim, a Aseres Mei Tshuva, where it's a tshuva de Rabim, so then all of us, Zachin L'chaim, Tfilas Geshem, Shmi Atzeres, so to Mashi Rochel Mei Geshem can be said in the second bracha, even though it's a ritzoy, because it's a Tzarchei Rabim. If it's like the Rashi holds it's a Shevach, there's no question. But if it's a ritzoy, how do you explain? Says the Chesek Shlomo, it's a Tzarchei Rabim, that allows the ritzoy, yeah.
There are other bakashas in Shmonesh, right? There aren't places to be in there, Tzarchei Rabim.
Yeah, Eichanami. So what makes this different than those? Everything we say in the plural throughout all the bakasha, and certainly certain topics, even though atachonin might be personal that we're asking for everyone, but it's not a communal atachonin. But Yushlaim is a global. It's a large. It's a bakasha for the Tzarchei Rabim. So why would that be different? It's a great question, but it might be about the level of urgency. Yerushalayim, it's urgent, but it's not like we want it to come now, obviously. But it's not an urgent thing that we need. We want it. And we even need it, for that matter. But that's part of the surah. Yeah. That too. We want it to happen immediately. Although we want it to happen right away.
A specific time, as opposed to something you say the whole year.
Right, it could be like, this man will make it more urgent. The fact that we're in the rainy season now. But in Yerushalayim, we want always. It's not based on zman.
It's also going to be connected to the bracha itself. Like, the other brachas are not really related to the brachas of Shevach. So that's why we don't add it in. If it was related to it, maybe we'd put it in a...
Excellent. Okay, so great point. So how does rain relate to the bracha?
What's called Tchilas Mason.
Yeah, so explain.
Meaning that when it's raining, it's a sign that it's a form of Tchilas Mason, like Hashem, like, resprouts the...
Who says this? The Marantinus. Okay. The Marantinus asks the question, how can we mention Mashi Ruach during Tchilas Mason? Says the Gemara, because just like you take a seed and you put it in the ground, it's dead. It's you bury it. It's dead. The rain comes, it brings it to life. It's tchias amesim. So do we dam tchias amesim. You just got me excited. That wasn't probably what I was going to talk about, but just to bring up just for a moment, we'll get back to your question in just a second. It's about tchias amesim. We're now in the parshas of tchias amesim. Shmos va'ir bo and whatnot is the source of tchias amesim, but Pesach time is tchias amesim as well. Tchias amesim as well. Why is tchias amesim? The spring, everything comes back to life. Not everything's always alive in Florida, but everything dies in the summer. But by us and up in New York, so then the spring, everything comes back. The grass turns green. You have flowers. You have trees. You have fruit and whatnot. And Pesach is the time of coming back to life. So I'll tell you something interesting. You know, we're completely going off topic now, but I'm fine doing that. There, in halacha of Hilchos Tumas Ochlin, there's something called the Shiva Mashkim, the seven liquids. That in order for food become tamei, food has to be huchsha first, has to come into contact with one of the seven liquids, and once it does, and then something tamei touches it, it becomes tamei. So I've got an apple. So if a person who's mace, tamei mace, touches the apple isn't going to become tamei unless the apple first comes into contact with water, oil, honey, whatnot. You guys know the seven liquids? Anyone know the mnemonic for it? Yad Shachadam. I'm going to tell you a much neater, not to put away the Ramah, he made that, and he shared that with us, that mnemonic, but there's another really one. Great one. I heard from Avi Belzon from the community, the one who had the tish. His father, Dr. Belzon, Zechron Levracha, who's a base manager named after him. So I heard from him in Tinek a number of years ago. He gave a drasha, and he mentioned the following. The seven liquids correspond to the seven Yaman Tovim. And you can see how everything works out very nicely. Start with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Keneged. Which one, you guys tell me?
Dvash.
Yom Kippur is Keneged?
Dam.
Sukkah is Keneged? Mayim. Chanukah is Keneged. Shemen. Purim is Keneged. We're going to skip the Shavuos for a second. Shavuos is Keneged. Chalav. And what does that leave for Pesach?
Tal.
Tefilas Tal. Tefilas Tal. We had Tefilas Tal in Pesach. And Gemara and Chagiga tells us that Tal Echaim is going to be in the times of Tchias HaMesim. The Tal is going to really bring about Tchias HaMesim. That's what's going to bring about Tchias HaMesim. That's probably one of the reasons why Nesach Sfarad was very Kabbalistic. They say Morat Tal all year round. There's a certain premise there to the Tal. It's going to be bringing about Tchias HaMesim. So Pesach time, is we speak much about the bones. The bones are left over. We read Atzmos HaYaveshos, the Haftorah, Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Etzem Lo Tishra Bo, you can't break the bones of the Karban Pesach. Atzmos Yosef is what led to Kriyas Yamsuf eventually. A lot about bones, Tal, the dude's going to bring everything back to life, Tchias HaMesim, that's the time of Pesach. Either way, that's why we mentioned Marsha Ruch Negeshem and Murat Tal, if you're Nusach Sard, in the Brach of Tchias HaMesim, like you said. Excellent, very good. Okay, that was an interesting tangent. Let's move back now. Okay, so now we explain why. If it's a Shavach, of course it's Pashat. Yeah, Tavya.
So, go back to the question we had of how we can put these Bakasha and the three Brachos. If it has an element of like Shavach in it, why would we not be able to put it into the three Brachos?
Because it's not a pure Shavach. It's if you take the approach like Tosas writes, that's a Ritzoy, it's not a Shavach. It's a different category. We have three categories now. The Shavach, Ritzoy, and the Bakasha in that order. So we're told only Birchas HaShavach, only Shvachim are allowed. It's not a Shavach, it's a Ritzur. It's a fusion. Now you're suggesting, what do you mean? It's not a Bakasha. Maybe only Bakashas can't be here. But once it's something lower, it's a quasi-Shavach, maybe that should be enough of an answer. It could be, maybe that's what they're suggesting. I haven't seen anyone say that, but that could be another solution. Could be. But the Chesach Shlomo says, no, it's really a Ritzur. It's not a Shavach. And the Heter is because it's Tzar Chirab. So now, let's just finish off with two more. Maybe some time. I don't want to, we're doing a lot. I don't want to really overload. Okay, let's say like this. There's a machlok. What happens if a person says Morda Geshem during the summer season, during Yimos HaChama? You're not supposed to ask for rain in Eretz Yisrael. Anytime, but in Eretz Yisrael, especially, you don't ask for rain. What happens if you say it accidentally? Morda Geshem. What's the halacha? Any thoughts? What?
We don't make you go back.
We do go back. If you say Masher Ruach Morda Geshem, in the summer, you have to go back. Why would you have to go back? Well, based on what we're saying, why? The kala. What's the kala? You're davening for rain. That only makes sense, the kala, if you assume what about Mashi Ruch Min HaGeshem? The bakasha. If it's a shevach, that's not the biggest deal. Okay, you pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu brings rain. What's the big deal? That's not a kala. You're not asking for rain. Elamai. So you guys saw the Mordechai? When the Gemara says, if you say Mashiv Ruach Min HaGeshem during Yimos HaChama Machzir Noso, says the Mordechai, it doesn't mean you really have to go back. He's Medayik from Rashi. It's not that you didn't have a tefillah. It happened. We just tell the guy, don't do it again. We don't really have to repeat it. Because it's not really a klala. It's not really a bakasha. It's not really a ritzoy. And therefore, there'd be a big nafkamina. The guy says Morda Geshem during the summer. Does he have to repeat Shemon Esrei or not? And that seemingly hinges on whether or not it's a bakasha of some sort or simply a shevach ba'alma. Okay, yeah.
I don't know if it would have like the same effect as the other way if you don't say Mashiv Ruach Morda Geshem during the winter, because if you don't say, I mean, I guess it's easier just to fill it in at that point, like if you're a CLC board, the congregation tells you to add it in, but if you don't say it, it seems to be that you'd have to repeat it, so it seems like it's a lesser of like a...
I mean, everyone would agree to have to repeat
it. Have to say it, right. If you didn't add it in, but in the summer, if you did, it's just a mistake, and you don't have to...
Right, if you said something extra during Shemini Esrei, in general, how do you view that?
Right. So it would be more big deal if you say it and you don't need it, or vice versa.
Right, yeah. Okay, make two last points, and then I'll let you guys go. One is the Nusach of Geshem versus Gashem, and then I'll mention about Dr. Bruxen was asking about the Zman, about when you say it, when you don't say it. So first about the Geshem and Gashem. So when I was learning the Sugya and preparing and just looking high and low for different things, I was in B'nai Shurim where I grew up, and there was a sefer on the shelf called Mata Aaron. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, Zichron Levracha, has a sefer, Mata Aaron. Anyway, this was like the only Sugya on my mind. I was like spending so much time on this Sugya. I just opened it up. And he happens to have a shtickle on this piece. And he suggests that the machlokas, the girsa of Geshem versus Gashem, depends on this very machlokas of Shevach versus Ritzoy. How so? So what's the word? How do you properly pronounce the word? Geshem or Gashem?
Depends whether it's connected to the next Mechal Tachayim or it's an independent statement.
Ah, okay. So what's the grammar? What's the proper grammar?
Geshem is Mechal Tachayim. It's part of it's the beginning of the sentence.
Exactly, right.
Right.
I mentioned it. Oh, did you? Oh, okay, very good. So,
and Gashem is
independent.
Period.
Exactly. So
otherwise, it's kamasar.
Right. It's like an esnachta or psik sof pasuk in the Torah that the word sometimes the eh turns into a ah. It's like a stop, pause. The word is geshem becomes gushem. So if you assume, like Dr. Bruckstein said, that it's a shevach, so then it's part of the rest of the bracha, it should go seamlessly, geshem, right into mechal kachayim. But if it's an independent statement, it's a ritzur, it doesn't really fit into the rest of the bracha, you have to have a gushem to kind of put a pause, a period, a parenthesis, whatever you want to call it, gushem stops it. That's what Ravon Soloveitchik suggests in the sefer. It's very nice and connected to this sugya. And finally, I believe I saw this many years ago as well, from Rav Menachem Gnack is a sefer called Gan Shoshanim, I think, is already. He has two red svarma, if I recall. And he quoted from Rav Soloveitchik to explain the machlokas in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah Maseches Tainis, that Dr. Bruckstein was referring to in terms of like the zman of when a person says it. It's not really so bad to say it to the Shavach. So he reads this whole Mishnah machlokas tonight is exactly this machlokas. And it reads beautifully. So we'll read this and we'll finish off with this Mishnah. And if you look on page 33, when do you start mentioning the rain? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom to Rishon Shachat. First day Sukkot is how Rabbi Eliezer paskins. You should start mentioning Mashir Ruach. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Miyom to Vachon Shachat from the last day from Shmiyat Tzaris, which is how we paskin. Amrlo Rabbi Yeshua, Hove in Gshamim Ela Simin Klala B'Chag Lama Umaskir. If it's a Simin Klala, why would you mention in the beginning? What means the Simon Klala? I didn't ask for rain. Just mention Hashem could bring rain. But Yeshua clearly assumes that Masha Ruchim Negeshem is a Ritzoy, a Bakasha. You're asking for the rain, it's a Simon Klala for Sukkot. Response back, Amar Lo Rebbe Eliezer, Afanila Marti Lishol. I didn't say to ask for rain, I didn't ask a Bakasha, Ela Haskir, Masha Ruchim Negeshem. Simply to mention it, Bonas, it's a Haskara, it's a Shavach Ba'alma. So it appears that machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer is whether or not it's a shevach or it's a ritzvah. Okay, Chaver, we will finish with this. It was really a great, today was an enjoyable sugya.